We're continuing the Shir on Ikut Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nizke Shchenin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. Once again, this halacha is based on chapter 66 in Likutei Moran, with the understanding, as Rav Nosson Zal writes usually, that if you study the Torah first, it'll help a lot to get a much clearer understanding of what's going on in the halacha. Paragraph Hey, Nimtza, based on what we've learned till now, we see Sheshnei Einayim Heim Bechina Shnei Hayudin Hanal, that the two eyes are the two yuds of the letter Aleph that we spoke about. Shehem Bechinas Koyach Upoyal Kanal, which represent thought or theory, that's the upper one, and the lower one is action. V'alkein Iker HaHarchoka Shehu B'Shvil Hispatchus Shtei Haruchai Sanal, and therefore, the whole concept of maintaining a certain distance between neighbors, between neighboring properties, etc., which is all about allowing the two ruachs to open up. Iker haharchoko hi laharchik mehezek riya. The main reason for requiring this distancing is to avoid the problem of hezek riya, the damage that a person can do to another person by looking into their property. So that the person should not cause damage with looking with his eyes. Because with a person's eyes, they can do the most damage. We know, lahavdil, there's a pasuk about Hashem, a pasuk in Tehillim, rak bi'einecho sabit v'shilumas reshoim tira. All you have to do, Hashem, is give a look with your eyes and see the reshoim paid in full, on the spot. The killer look, kaviyochel of Hashem. We know Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 99 in Likutei Moran speaks about the fact that the Gemara tells us of several instances where great tzaddikim were able to do this also, to look at a person and kill with a look. And then there's this problem of ayin hara or hezek ri'ya, which applies to all of Klal Yisrael and to the whole world. This concept of an evil eye or looking with envy, resentment, hate at somebody else or what somebody else has, and be able to inflict damage in the process. V'alkein tzrichen lishmor atzmoy me'ayin hara. Therefore, a Jew has to watch himself from this evil eye, shezeh hezek re'iyah, for which another word for ayin hara is hezek re'iyah, the damage that's caused by the wrong kind of look. Ki ikr hachius shel ha'odom v'shel kol davar sheboilam hu al yidei haruach delesato shehu bechinas poyel shemekabel u'moishechius meharuach deleilam. Rav Nosson Zal says here, the life source of everything in this, of man and everything in this world comes from the lower ruach, that lower yud of the Aleph, which is action. This world that we're in is called the Olam Ha'asiyah, the world of action, which receives, that lower yud receives and draws life from the upper ruach, from the upper yud. Ve'im chas v'sholem yistalek me'ez adover b'chinas haruach delesato, and if anything in this world becomes disconnected from that lower ruach, if that lower ruach stops feeding it, ze shvirosoy umisosoy, that item that disconnected, that's not receiving the flow from the ruach delesato, would be destroyed, would die. Kinestalek hachius mimenu, because its life source has left it. V'alkein ikur hamshochas hachius shel kol advorim sheboilam, humebechinas hispatchus shtei haruchos hanal kanal. And therefore, the whole concept of drawing life into everything in this world is dependent on the opening up of those two ruachs, and the upper one feeding into the lower one, as we explained earlier. And when that process of those two ruchos opening up, separating, and having a proper flow of energy from the upper one to the lower one, if that becomes damaged in any way, sheze b'chinas pegam ho averos, that would be the type of damage that's caused by sins. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'heima miyodcha nigzaru, they were cut off from your hand, Hashem, meaning through performing sins, by acting improperly, we're cut off from these yodayim, the hands, which are the yudin, the two yuds, as we explained in the previous shir. Azai nistale kachius. Then the life leaves that person or that object. Because the Gemara tells us, a Rasha, even while he's physically living, is called dead. The Averos bring about death. They bring about a lack of chius, that the chius can't flow from that Ruach de Leila to the Ruach de Lesata to feed into the person. V'alkein hakoil tolui bo'enayim. And therefore, all of this depends on the eyes, Shehein b'chinas hashtei ruchos kanal, which we showed earlier, the two eyes are the two yuds, which are these two ruachs. Shekishemabit b'chaveir chas v'shon ba'ayin ro, so that when a person looks at their fellow Jew with an evil eye, with jealousy, with hate, with negative looks that can kill, Shuhu b'chinas kas, that's a display of anger, shenikro ro, which the Torah refers to as ro, evil. Kamashikosav, as the pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 11, v'hoser kas milibecho, v'have ro mibsorecho. Remove the anger from your heart, and remove the evil from your flesh. So we see that kas is called ro. When we talk about ayin hara, It's an eye that's giving out anger. I'm angry, resentful, hateful, envious. Shezeu b'chinas ke'oshon lo'enayim. That's also the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in the Kudman. Like smoke harms the eyes. Shehu charoinaf. Smoke here represents anger. A person is smoking angry. He's on fire. Shemekalkel hoenayim, which spoils and damages the eyes. Shemekalkelin tikun habriya, which ends up messing up the whole creation. Shehu bechinas hispatchus shtei haruchos, which is all about the opening up and the proper functioning of the two ruchos. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei ayin hara, yecholin lahazik lechaveroi harbe. Through this evil eye, a person can cause major damage to another person. Kal yedei hahaboto ba'ayin ro, because by looking with this evil eye, yochel chas v'sholem lohoitzi ulesalek hachius mehadovor shemabiboy. The person can remove the life from that item that he's looking at. Ki kol hachius nimshach mebchines hoinayim kanal. Ki ikr hashviro hoiso bo'er hoinayim kayadua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when Hashem first created the world, and when Hashem put his light into vessels, and the vessels shattered, the main damage was caused on the level that's referred to as eyes. Kaviyocha, we know there's nothing physical about Hashem whatsoever, but the Sifrei Kabbalah, in order for us to be able to talk about Hashem, we use this terminology, the eyes, the feet, the right side, the left side, referring to different levels, upper level, lower level, kindness, harshness, etc. So it's known that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this breakage took place especially by the eyes, in the light of the eyes. That's what got harmed the most. V'alkein kol ha-toira kula kluyo bo'enayim. And it's for this reason that the upholding of the entire Torah is dependent on the eyes. Ki ascholas ha-toira bereishis, shehu klas gavnen de'ino ubasayin, which the Tikkuni Zohar tells us that the word bereishis can be split up into two words. Roshei, reish aleph shin yud, which spells the word roshei, which means leaders, and the letters bas, which refers to the pupil of the eye, which is called the bas ayin. So the Tikkun HaZohar says, Shehu tlas gavnen de'eino u bas ayin. The word Bereishis in this context represents the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. Ki tamon roshe, tamon bas. Because that's where you have these two that are found. Roshe refers to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. There's a pasuk in Chumash which says, Eile Roshe Beis Avosam. These are the leaders of their families, the heads of the families. So Roshe refers to three, and it also refers to the three colored rings of the eye. Bas is the bat ayin, which is the pupil of the eye. So we see that the word Bereishis is all about the eyes. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in another place in Likut Imran, as we find in Chumash Bamidbar, chapter 15, the pasuk says, "V'loy sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei neichem." Make sure that you're religious. Make sure you observe the mitzvahs, and do not turn away from Hashem to follow your heart and your eyes specifically. Ki ikar klal kol haTorah shehu bechinas hispatchus shtei haruchay sanal lohitzi hachius hanimshach milamalo, to take that energy, that light, that life that's coming from above, to take it mikoyach el apoyal, to bring it down into action into this world. That is accomplished through the perfection of the eyes, Shehi Bechina Shtei Yudin Kanal, which represent the two yuds. Continuing, paragraph Vav. Vizeh Shekosuv, and this is what the Torah writes by Bilam, when Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people, Vayar Es Yisrael Shoichen Lishvatov, that Bilam looked and he saw the Jews camping out based on their tribes, each tribe separately, Vatehi Olov Ruach Elokim, and the Holy Spirit of Hashem was upon him. Vidosh Rabbi Seinuzal, and our rabbis tell us in the Gemara about this, Bikesh Lahachnis Bohem Ayin Ro, Bilam wanted to inject into the Jewish people the evil eye, Vero She'ein Pischein Muchuvonim Zelozeh. However, he observed how their tents were laid out. And he saw that the tents are not facing each other, that the Jews respect each other's privacy. They're careful not to be looking, not to position their homes in a way that they're easily looking into somebody else's house. Ki Bilam hoyoloi ayin ro, because Bilam had this evil eye. V'al kein ne'emar bo shisum hoyin. That's why when the Torah describes him, it uses that term shisum ayin, damaged eye. Ki pogam behispatchus shtei haruchos, because Bilam messed up in the development and the functioning of these two ruchos, shehem bechina shtei einayim, which correspond to the two eyes. V'chozar hayud delesato lemala, and through all of his evil and everything, he caused that lower yud to go up and hook up with the upper yud and lock up, closed for business. V'alkein nismasenoi, and that's why his eye was blinded. He was blind on one eye. He couldn't see because that ruach delesato was damaged. He was only left with one eye, one functioning eye. Shezehu ikar hapigam. That's the main damage. When the life from that lower ruach leaves. Aval machmashero she Yisrael nizhorin laharchik. Echod mechaveroi koroi. However, when he observed that the Jews are careful to maintain a proper distance from each other, ki ein pischein muchvonim zelozeh, the openings of their tents are not directly opposite each other. And Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording, ein pischehen daika, the Pesach, the Patach we spoke about earlier. It could have said ein dlosein, their doors don't open to each other. Could have used 10 different other words. The Gemara uses the wording, he saw that their openings, their pasachs, are not where they're not supposed to be. B'chinas patach hanal. Shiloi lifgoyim b'b'chinas ha-patach hanal. Not to damage that patach, which is what unites and connects the upper yud and the lower yud. Those six letters between the yud, aleph, hey, dalet, vav, nun, hey, yud that we mentioned yesterday. And also the diagonal vav of the aleph. Al yidei ribuy oyer chasashon. Not to do damage to the patach by too much light, by putting two things right next to each other that don't belong next to each other. Alkein hayu nizharin shelo yiyu peschein mechavanim. Therefore, the Jews were especially careful that their openings should not be facing each other. Kedei laharchik echad mechaveroi mehezek ria. In order to distance, maintain a certain distance from each other, so that there should not be this problem of hezek ria. So that then we can receive the light of Hashem in a proper, measured way, in a healthy way. That's what made it impossible for Bilam to inject this evil eye into the Jewish nation. Vizehu, that's why the pasuk says, "Vayar es Yisrael shoychein lishvotov." He saw the Jews camping out, each tribe separately, she'ein pischein muchvonim kanal, and as the Gemara says, that the entrances were not facing each other, umarchiken atzmon koroi kanal, the Jews are keeping a proper, healthy distance from each other. They're close, but not too close. Azai vatehi olav ruach elokim. And then the Holy Spirit of Hashem came upon Bilam. Ruach Elohim Daika, a holy ruach, a heavenly ruach. That's the ruach that Rabbein Azal speaks about in the Kutumran, that life source. Shehu b'chinas ruach Elohim, b'chinas ruchoi shel Moshiach, hanizkar leil, which we mentioned earlier. Shehu b'chinas v'ruach Elohim rachefes al pnei amoyim. That's the Holy Spirit of Hashem that hovers over the Torah. And also the Zohar HaKadosh says, pnei amoyim refers to do ruchoi shel Moshiach, ha'yadua, refers to the Spirit of Moshiach. Ki ruach hanal hi bechinas ruach shel Moshiach shenimshachos kedei lahafoich haklolo levrocha. Because the ruach that we mentioned before, this is the ruach of Moshiach, which Hashem activated at that time in order to turn around Bilam's curse into blessing. Al yedei sheloi hoyu pischei mechuvonim. And what made this happen? The fact that the Jews maintained the proper respect for each other's privacy. They were careful to avoid any potential evil eye among each other. Hainu, which means lekabel ho'oyer, to receive the light, shehu b'chinas yud delesato, which refers to the lower yud. Ruach delesato shenniftach miyud delela, the lower ruach, which receives via an opening from the upper yud. Shehu b'china shtei einayim. This is the two eyes. Shtei yud and the two yuds. Lekabel zeh ho'oyer b'hadrogo b'mida. The Jews were being careful to receive that light in a healthy, constructive, measured way. Shelo yachzer v'yistale koruach delesato lemalo. So that lower ruach should not disappear, shouldn't take off and go up. Alidei ribuy ria, when there's too much vision, when the sight is too intense, when the person's looking where they're not supposed to look. Shehu b'chinas ribuy oyer, that's this concept of too much light. Shebishvil ze tzrichin lehisrachek atzmoy mi lehistakel al chafotzev shechaveroi. And it's for this reason that a Jew must distance himself, maintain a certain distance, so that he's not looking at his friend's possessions, at his friend's belongings.